Sports Minutes with Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Money FM 89.3. It is now time for Sports Minutes. Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan checking in. And it's quite an exciting episode because when you look at Singapore, it's not a place of natural resources. Mm. It's got human resources, and it's also got this ability to springboard things.
It certainly has, and I think Singapore can take great pride in that. And you talk about that power of the people, right? And that's relevant to everything, right? In terms of the workforce as well as sports. And I'm glad you set up this conversation on the back of the Singapore team having some youngsters coming through as well.
Yeah, going to be quite exciting. I mean, we are talking about an event that's happened for about 10 years now. And I take you back to 2013. This event started off with 40 teams. Now, 500 registered teams from 16 nations competing in matches played at 5 venues. I'm talking about the JSSL Sevens.
Sounds exciting, and we talk about Singapore's growth. That growth from 40 to over 500 is immense and almost the same as Singapore's growth. And it's exciting to have founder and tournament director of the JSSL Sevens, Harvey Davis, on the line. Harvey, how are you doing?
I'm very well. Good afternoon, and how are you guys doing?
Not too bad, sir. Always excited to talk about football, and I'm glad we've set this up because it's the 10th year of the event. I want to ask you personally, any personal high points from previous tournaments?
There's quite a few, but I think the first one's got to be 2013 when we started our first sevens back at the Padang. That was definitely a highlight, getting up and running with 40 teams. And then in 2017, when we brought in the professional academy teams, again, we held it at the Padang then, and it was very special. And then I guess this year as well, it's our 10th year anniversary, so it's a special year for us. And I just think generally growing from 40 teams up to 500 and seeing the level and the standard of the play and the children and the development of the players as well is just really, really, really pleasurable.
I like that you made reference to 2013 because you truly never forget your first, right? Now, Harvey, you speak about these milestones you've achieved, but what are some challenges you've had to overcome in those years?
I think every year has grown and developed, and it's really been fun. The one thing about our sevens is that most children, parents that come here really enjoy it, and I think as an organizer, I still enjoy it, and I really have fun. I think COVID was obviously challenging when we missed 2 years.
Yeah.
And then the first year after COVID, but you know, we bounced back now. Last year, 400 plus teams, this year just up to 500. So it's looking great. And obviously you always have challenges, but I think more positives and more excitement than really the challenges, to be honest.
Harvey, I've always been curious, what goes on behind the scenes? I mean, how do you have these moments where it becomes an opportunity for a young player?
I think it's a good question, and it's really exciting for us because we're now seeing young players that played in the sevens 10 years ago, young players that have been at, let's say, JSSL program and in our leagues for over 10 years now coming through playing professional football, whether it's overseas in Europe or whether it's in Singapore as well. And you mentioned the national team, and I think they did really well the last game, this unlucky, unfortunate decision. But they really, really fought well and did well. And it's rewarding for us because we see players in that national team that have been in our sevens and have been through our program. And now they're coming, they're in their early 20s, they're young, hungry, passionate. And it's really rewarding to see their journey. And it started at events and tournaments like the Sevens and our leagues that we've been running in Singapore for over 10 years.
Harvey, for the parents listening in, what sets JSSL apart in terms of that youth development from the various academies that are out there?
I would say the overall experience and the engagement, not just with the players, but with the parents as well, engaging the parents to be a part of the players' journey, but in the right way, you know, supporting them off the pitch and letting our professional coaches manage the children and their development on the pitch. And I think that's really key and important. And I think that's helped us as we've grown and continue to grow. And as we've seen players, as I said, both local players and international players develop and play their football professionally in Singapore and overseas.
And now we've got more venues to look forward to. I'm thinking, what, 5 venues, if I'm not wrong?
Yeah, so the growth has meant that we need more venues, not a probably one of the challenges in Singapore is the venues, but we've got five great venues, more stadium-like venues, because what we realize with the support of tourism, who are great supporters of us, you know, when the teams come in, and there's over 200 teams coming in from overseas, they bring their family members, they bring their parents, the grandparents, the siblings. It's Easter holiday, so they're coming en masse. And it's really nice. We need bigger stadiums with seating, with, you know, cover areas, especially with the heat, you know, making sure that there's shade for them to go into. So the stadiums look good. We've got our own HQ Arena venue is the main venue where the pro teams will play and the other teams play. We've got worked very closely with Lion City Sailors, which is a really nice venue. SUTD is a good stadium, Hau Gang, and also Safra, where we run our league. So all more stadium setups with seating, with shade. Obviously, there'd be food and drinks everywhere. There'd be water stations for the players, and a lot of tents so that children and players and parents can find shade throughout the weekend tournament and today and tomorrow.
Harvey, we're going to talk about some talent that this has made an impact on. We're going to split it, all right? We'll do the international ones, and then Raushan will converse with you with regard to the local ones because he's the local expert. So I understand there's an Anthony Elanga, used to play for Manchester United. There's a Harvey Elliott, who used to play for Fulham, more famously in Liverpool. Tell us about the impact on these international players. What are some other international names?
So I think from a youth academy standpoint, we bring over the under 16 professional boys and girls from these professional clubs, whether it's in England, like Fulham, Manchester United, Liverpool, in Spain, Valencia, Villarreal, and Villa Sociedad last year. Nice. So these are young professional footballers. Many of them have just got their professional contract when they turn 60. I mean, their scholarship when they turn 16.
Okay.
So they're on the journey for the next 2 years. And I think coming over to Asia and experiencing something different is an important part of their development. You know, all the coaches that come over say that it's a great tournament. They want to come back. And for the young players, it gives them something different. You know, it's seven aside. It's a different environment, playing against different teams. So we've got teams from Urawa Reds from Japan, Melbourne City from Australia, Everton from England this year. And for the players like Harvey Elliott, Anthony Elanga, Amari Hutchinson, who was with Arsenal when they won in 2019, now playing for Ipswich. Jesus Vascal, who is a Valencia Academy player, now playing Valencia first team. Mm. You know, for them, it's a great experience, and it helps in their learning and their development. And at the end of the day, children of all abilities, they need to keep developing, they need to keep learning, be challenged. And I think that's what R7 offers these international teams that come over. And as I said, they always want to come back. The coaches love it here. Singapore's a great place. And the event is a top-class tournament, according to all the pro teams that come over.
Fantastic. I'm just wondering if COVID didn't rob us of those couple of years, if you would have seen a certain Kobe Mino almost play in Singapore, right? That would have been exciting. Now, Harvey, let's talk about the Singapore contingent, the Fundy brothers, Jacob Mahler, Glenn Kwe, Joel Chew, as well as Danel Tan, who's doing well at Borussia Dortmund. Now, they all came through this system. So what about this system do you think sets them on the way to achieving success?
So I think it's a game very similar. You know, you want to challenge players and give them that different experience. So having them, like all of those players, like Jacob, Joel Chew, Glenn, all came through our JSL program and played in the sevens. Fandy Brothers and Danel Tan, who also came through our program, you know, they've all played in the sevens and they've had that experience of playing against international competition, playing against international players, playing at a different level, different standard, different intensity, and that helps in their development and their progression. And I think one of the things that we find now in our sevens is that all these clubs and teams that are coming over, you know, like we've got McCarthy from the Philippines. They're bringing 17 teams.
Wow.
Hong Kong have come back this year. We've got, I think, 32 teams from Hong Kong. China, another 18 teams from China. And Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, all bringing 40-plus teams. It creates that environment where players, local players, get to experience something very different. They get an opportunity to really, you know, play against teams that want to win, that come here to compete, and that helps them in their development, their progression, and their journey as well.
But it's not just about the players. Even the coaches get an impact on their career. Talking about a certain Gavin Lee, who's part of the national coaching setup as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, Gavin is definitely Singapore's number one young up-and-coming coach. Gavin started with us when his father was actually our technical director at Victoria Junior College back in, I think, 2013, 14. And Gavin just started his coaching journey. He realized he couldn't play professional football, so he said, okay, I'm going to coach. And within 2-3 years, he became our technical director, took over from his father, and really implemented back then in 2015, 16, the first elite program on the island. Wow. There wasn't an elite program, elite academy system back then in Singapore, and Gavin helped us set that up. Now I think it's very different, and there's a lot of clubs that have a good program and a similar program, but Gavin is someone that just wants to learn more and more, and he's a very hands-on relationship coach. You know, he'll get to know his players. He wants to know the players, what's their strengths, what their weaknesses, how can he help develop them. And I think you're seeing that, you know, the success he's had at Tampines Rovers with a lot of young players coming through. Again, a lot of JSSL. I think we had 8 JSSL alumni in Tampines' first team last season. Mm-hmm. And the success he's had with a very young group of players, you know, not high-end, not expensive foreigners, but, you know, good, hard-working players. And he's able to get the most out of them. And I think also the last 2 games that you've seen Singapore play against China, you've seen a different style, very high energy. And I would say, you know, it's very exciting to see these youngsters that are coming through. And I think Gavin is one of those that can help in their development and help Singapore football in the national team. I'm sure the head coach is excited and happy to have Gavin. And you can see him on the bench and I think in the training sessions, managing a lot of the sessions as well. And I think that's only good for Singapore football. And Gavin is definitely one for the future for Singapore football, for sure.
Harvey, you've given us such fabulous insight as founder and tournament director of the JSSL Sevens. But I want to ask you, how much satisfaction do you gain then, from a personal standpoint, providing the Singapore ecosystem with talent, not just on the pitch, but on the bench as well?
I mean, I think I've been involved in football in Singapore for over 12 years. Our leagues, we have 380 teams in our leagues and we run 7 venues every weekend. So when you switch to the JSSL Sevens, we're used to running venues, we're used to running tournament style leagues. So our leagues have been ongoing. Our Sevens is in its 10th year. Our program is now over 1,000 children, which is where it used to be before COVID. So things are doing really well and it's very rewarding still. I'm 55 and in my retirement, close to my retirement years, and happy to be doing triathlons and other things. But for the Sevens, I get really excited. It's still very passionate for me. I'm an event person deep down. I work for ESPN for 16 years running their X Games franchise globally. So events is special for me, and this Sevens brings it all back, and it's something that I'm proud of and I get excited about. You know, we're kicking off today at 4 o'clock, at 3 venues, tomorrow at 5 venues. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing the children play, the excitement on their face, and the parents, the pleasure the parents get watching their players and their children as well. So it's still there and it's still still burning bright.
You see, that's it. And my wife says I can't sit still.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Harvey Davis, who is founder and tournament director of the JSSL Sevens. Thank you again, Harvey.
Thank you very much and have a great day. And hope to see everyone down at the Sevens this Thursday, Friday and weekend.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.